This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Chinese officials say the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak soared to 811 in China on Sunday. This surpasses the global toll for SARS nearly 20 years ago. AP's Julie Walker reports.
One recent death in China was a 60-year-old American living in the epicenter of the outbreak. Also, more cases were confirmed on a quarantined cruise ship in Japan, and a new cluster was diagnosed at a ski resort in France. The WHO's Dr. Michael Ryan says they're looking at the chain of transmission around the world as a way to learn more about the coronavirus and fight it.
Looking at each individual transmission chain across all of the countries, so we can link each case to its potential origin and its potential exposure.
Meanwhile, China has agreed to allow a WHO-led team into the country to investigate, and they're hoping it will include members of the CDC. I'm Julie Walker.
The standoff at a Thailand shopping mall continues. A soldier took over a popular shopping mall on Saturday. Officials say a security officer has now been killed, bringing the death toll to at least 21, with 33 others injured. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more on how the siege began.
Video taken inside a car catches gunshots fired as one passenger reacts in terror. Police say the soldier had initially shot dead another soldier and a woman, apparently over a land dispute. Then the man took a gun from his military base and drove to the mall where shooting continued. Video taken outside the mall and shared on social media shows people taking cover in a parking lot as gunshots are fired. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Syrian state media says Syrian government forces captured new areas from insurgents in the northwest. This as Turkey sent more reinforcements into the war-torn country. The government offensive has created a humanitarian crisis. The UN says 600,000 people have fled their homes. This